The pandemic has been devastating for small businesses across Pennsylvania. Business owners who are immigrants or people of color have been some of the hardest hit, and many of them have struggled to obtain financial aid. In Philadelphia, one group of African entrepreneurs has turned to its own DIY loan system instead. As Keystone Crossroads' Miles Bryan reports, it's built on community trust.
Tamara African Foods is a market in the heart of Philly's African business district. These days, its shelves are piled high.
We have the plantain, we have the maggi, we have the fufu, we have the dry fish.
That's Coco Kamara. She runs the store with her mom. She says this is a far cry from March, when the pandemic kept customers away. Back then, she couldn't afford to pay to import more goods from Africa. She was afraid that would cripple her business.
I'm so scared I can't pay the bill because we lose a lot of customers and the business will slow down.
Like a lot of immigrant business owners, Kamara does not have a strong relationship with a bank, and she didn't apply for any shutdown grants or loans. What she did have was a spot in an informal loan club known as a susu. Here's how it usually works. A bunch of business owners contribute a set amount, maybe $1,000, each month to a pool. That pool gets paid out to one member monthly, who can make big purchases without having to go through a bank. During the pandemic, Kamara's susu decided to shuffle its payout schedule to prioritize the hardest hit members. In April, Kamara received about $24,000, enough to pay bills and get another shipment from Africa.
I feel happy, I feel relief.
Step out of Kamara African Foods and you'll be on Woodland Avenue, a strip of mostly African businesses that hums with activity. People eat outside, shop for clothes, load groceries into their double parked cars. Woodland Avenue Business Association President Musa Berry says susus are key to understanding how this area has bounced back.
If they're not in my susu, they'll be in somebody else's susu, but we'll make sure no African store closed down in Woodland. We'll stand very strong.
Berry is a susu master, meaning he handles the money. He switched up the payouts to help out struggling businesses. He says the loan clubs have been especially helpful because many African business owners haven't been able to get traditional loans or grants. People of color and immigrants have been denied coronavirus relief at higher rates than their white counterparts.
A lot of business owners, when they go to the bank, they document the action, and that will take you 6 months to finish all your paperwork. And for us, we do that susu fast.
Another big difference is that susus are not legally binding. They require an incredible amount of trust to work.
We check the credit by asking people. We don't check the credit the way America check credit. We know ourselves. We African. We know who trustworthy.
Lately, some scammers have been trying to exploit the idea of susu. They've been using the term on social media to pitch what are essentially pyramid schemes. In Philadelphia, entrepreneurs who want to join a lending club but worry about its security have an option in a special program run by the nonprofit lender Finanta. Paige Huey is a microlending officer there.
Our affinity group lending program is based on this concept, but it's a little bit different.
Here's how it works. Groups of up to 15 entrepreneurs apply to the lender for loans. Each business owner gets their own loan. But unlike a standard loan, the owners guarantee each other collectively. That makes the financial assistance available to people who would not qualify otherwise.
So this is an opportunity for them to build credit, which if they were in a traditional susu with people from their community, that's not bad, but they're not building credit.
Check one, two. All right, what's your name, my friend?
My name is Ishmael Donzo.
What's the name of your business?
Four Season Coffee and Donut Shop.
Ishmael Donzo has been working with Finanta for years. When the pandemic hit, he was in Liberia. He got stuck there for 5 months, receiving only secondhand reports about how local shutdown orders were impacting his sales.
Business was very low. The city stopped people from coming in, so no sitting, none of that.
Donzo had been in a traditional susu, but worried about being able to pay his share, he stopped in the spring. Luckily, his work with Finanta helped him apply for and receive about $5,000 in shutdown aid, enough to help him weather the worst of the shutdown. Now, business has picked back up, and Donzo says he feels confident enough to invest in himself and his community by rejoining a susu. For Keystone Crossroads, I'm Miles Bryan.